allowing the body to relax. Part of the reason we explore relaxing at the beginning is that relaxing the body, relaxing the mind, begins to create the conditions for a relaxed attention. A way of attending that's not holding on to or pushing away any experience, but kind of with an open hand allows experience to flow through. And a really helpful way to cultivate relaxed attention is to attend to relaxation. And so we are using our attention to explore physical, mental relaxation. And since we are attending to relaxation, it helps to remind us to be relaxed as we're paying attention. And so relaxing the body and being aware. We are aware of the body as we relax. Perhaps exploring the requests. May the body relax. And allowing our awareness, our attention to be available to notice how that request lands. May the body relax. May the mind relax. And recognizing awareness. Are you aware? Again, this isn't so much a trying to turn and look at awareness, but more of an opening to something that's already happening. Already aware. More of a recognition than a finding or a looking for. And what is obvious with a light touch of effort, just enough effort to recognize this moment, to be with this moment. That's language I find useful. Be with experience, as opposed to look at. More of a feeling of being with something from the inside than looking at it from the outside. So are you aware? What is obvious? What is being received? Our human experience has so many different layers and aspects to it. And with mindfulness, we can begin to open to the entirety of our human experience. No part excluded. And as we recognize the various aspects of experience, we might start to recognize that these various parts of our experience affect each other. And so there's experience of body, very simple experience that has different kind of flavors to it, perhaps of pulsing or tingling or vibration or coolness or heat. Or hardness or softness. Or maybe even moisture or dryness. The actual physical experience. This direct sensation. And this is different from something like recognizing a hand. That's actually an idea, a concept that's overlaid on the direct experience. And so if for a moment, right now, allow your attention to rest in the area that we call hand. And just touch into the actual flux of experience there. Maybe sensations of vibration and pulsing and tingling, heat, coolness, those sensations I mentioned before. Sensations are just sensations. Where in those sensations is hand found? And yet often we actually relate to our physical sensation through concept. I felt my shoulder. What we feel is sensation. And then we assign the notion of shoulder. And so as we explore experience, our direct experience, it's really useful to begin to recognize the difference between, in particular, the actual experience of body and what is happening in our minds. These processes of body and mind are distinct but very interrelated. And so in our minds happen things like feelings. Whether experience is pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And also responses to those feelings, liking, not liking. Emotional responses happen in our minds. And very quickly will impact the body. We can often confuse the sensations in the body with the emotion, with the mind. This is one of the reasons it's helpful to begin to know the difference between them. For instance, if there's a physically unpleasant experience, a sensation in the body of sharpness or aching, and that is recognized as unpleasant, there can be aversion in the mind to that experience. And so the sensation and the feeling impact our response. So the body conditions the mind. And then in turn, that response of aversion can create a tension, a tightness in the system that will feed back to the body, bringing a tightening, a bracing in the body, exacerbating the unpleasant physical sensation. This interplay between mind and body is one of the big ways that we end up resisting and fighting experience, trying to hold on to or get rid of something that's happening. And so to really begin to recognize this difference, what is the body? What is the bodily aspect of experience, and what is the mental aspect of experience? And having said it's helpful to recognize that difference, not really something to try to do. It's not an instruction to add to doing. And the instructions are simple. Relax. Recognize that you're aware. And receive the experience. There's this interesting thing that happens in our minds when we're given information, as I just offered some information about body and mind. And that information becomes a condition that may impact and affect how you recognize experience. And so you don't have to do anything with this information. Really, just take it in and simply continue exploring, relaxing, receiving, are you aware? Already aware. And what is obvious? What is coming to you? What experiences are happening in your awareness right now? And remembering to explore the relationship to experience. What is the attitude? How are you with experience? Again, just dropping that question in and seeing what happens. What may be recognized there, and if nothing is particularly clear or don't notice anything, just continue, relax, recognize awareness, and receive. Allow experience to reveal itself. No need to go looking for anything in particular. And remembering to be curious about the moment when mindfulness returns after the mind has been lost. Aware again. Already aware again. And what's happening, what's being received already in that moment. Nothing to come back to as you're already back. Highlighting in that moment, awareness is here, and what is obvious.